of the usual groups meeting different venues. Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay, I'm going to continue the message that I started last week, Connoisseurs of the New Wine. And I just want to conclude it this week by looking in Mark's Gospel. Last week we read from the account in Matthew's Gospel, and they're pretty much the same. But this week, if we go to Mark chapter 2 and verses 18 to 22, we'll read the same account from Mark's perspective. So Mark chapter 2, verses 18 to 22. And it says this, and I'm reading from the English Standard Version. Now John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting, and people came and said to him, "Why do John's disciples and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" And Jesus said to them, "Can the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast in that day. No one sews a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment. If he does, the patch tears away from it, the new from the old, and a worse tear is made. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins. If he does, the wine will burst the skins, and the wine is destroyed, and so are the skins. But new wine is for fresh wineskins." If we think about the properties of wine and the new wineskins, I'm sure, some of you may even have it as a hobby, making wine. I don't know if you do, but if you think about the properties of wine and wineskins, when wine is new, it's in a state of fermentation. It produces a lot of gas. The chemical reaction produces a lot of gas. It bubbles and it expands, and therefore you need to put it into something whereby the gases can, as they expand, can be released. You need a fresh, in the old days, you need a fresh, pliable wineskin, one that will be able to absorb such expansion. And you remember last week the illustration where I had the plastic bottle and the balloon. And, you know, the question was, which is the bigger? And naturally, the bottle is, in its natural state, is the bigger thing. But actually, the balloon has a greater capacity because it's pliable and it can expand. It can contain that which, whatever you put into it, to a greater degree. And we who are told by Jesus that we need to have fresh wine, we need to be like those pliable wineskins. Some of us are dry and cracked, and we've lost our pliability, we've lost our malleability, and we've become fixed in our spiritual walk, in our thinking, and in our mindset. The problem with that is that, like anything, if you put new wine into an old wineskin, something has got to give. Something has got to give. If you put new wine into a new wineskin, the new wineskin is able to take on the new shape. But you put new wine into an old wineskin, something's got to give. And let me tell you, it's not going to be the wine. The wineskin will crack, it will break. And Jesus says that you will lose not only the wine, but you will lose the wineskin as well. If you put new wine into an old wineskin, it will cause physical stresses on the skin. And I want to suggest to you today that, you know, maybe some of the stresses that you have, some of the anxieties that you have in your own life, is when God brings some fresh revelation to you, something that has always been true, but it's come fresh to you. And it comes and it flies directly in line with what to that point you thought was true. It flies in line with what to that point you'd established, you'd settled, you'd sorted yourself out, you thought you'd got everything worked out, and then God, as he does, throws a curveball in and suddenly everything's up in the air. Certainly as a 57-year-old now, you know, I don't mind telling you my age. Certainly as a 57-year-old, I know that things that I thought were true as a 19-year-old, things I thought about God that was true, things I thought that were fixed in life, I think very differently now. And one of the things that I've learned is that life is seldom black and white. Of course we have the scripture. Of course there are things that God himself says, these are true and there's no shifting. But if we talk about life in general, life can be quite complicated. And one of the things I've learned is that it's seldom black and white. We cannot, Jesus says, put new ideas into old mindsets. That's what he was talking about when he was talking. He wasn't talking about fasting. He was looking at the Pharisees and he could see that they were stuck in their old ways. And Jesus said, I have come to bring something new. I have come with new thinking, something that will set you free. But you are set in your old ways. So how do we move then from what we thought to be true to, how do we move from those established mindsets, those old ways? How do we get the new wineskins that Jesus talks about? How do we get new ways of thinking where we allow the Holy Spirit to break in and to change our mindsets? Jesus was saying, listen, if you want a new way of thinking, if you want to understand my kingdom, my way of thinking, the Father's way of thinking, he was saying this, you can't just stick this new thinking, you can't just stick kingdom onto your existing way of living. You can't just tack, in other words, you can't just tack Jesus on as an addition, as an appendage to what you already have. It doesn't work. God says, if you want to see my kingdom, you have to put aside, you have to die to the old self, and something new has to be created. Not just in spirit, but also in mindset, when the Spirit regenerates and renews us. You cannot just tack or hope to get away with living your life the way you've always lived it, and then maybe just sticking Jesus on at the end or at the side. It can't be done. Jesus said it won't work. If you try and do that, you end up with nothing. You end up in a worse state than you were before. The Pharisees believed they could do that. They believed that they could still have the law and tell people to live by the law and still believe that they could live life by good works and still have God's affection. Friends, it doesn't work. You can't be legalistic and then talk about grace. You've got to have a new mindset, a new way of thinking. You see, church life, friends, is not about programs. It's not about programs. It's about personal relationship. It's not about programs. It's about the presence of God. It's not about personal preference. It's about personal relationship. It's not about personal preference. It's about the presence of God. You see, the only way any of us are going to truly see the kingdom of God is that we allow the Holy Spirit to bring a new way of thinking into every single one of us. And I would suggest every single one of us, to a greater or lesser extent, needs a new mindset or a new way of thinking. I don't care how long you've been a student of Jesus. I don't care how long you've been coming to this particular assembly. God has always got something fresh for you to learn. God always wants you to be like a new wineskin because you don't know what God is going to pour into you. And if you become an old wineskin, you're not going to be able to contain it, and it's going to, something is going to give. That's why so many people struggle when there's a move of the Spirit, because they thought they got it sussed and they've settled into their own mindsets, and then God comes along and does something different, something fresh, and they can't handle it. God, you're not supposed to work this way. You don't look this way. You don't smell this way. Listen, God can work in whatever way he wants to. He's God. He's sovereign. Don't think that we've worked out every single way that God is going to come and work in our lives. We always need to be open to what God can do, because he is always the God of possibilities, always the God of new things. And I like to make the emphasis like this, that God, when we talk about new things, it's not that God is doing something absolutely new, because that would be fly against his character. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Therefore, God can't do something new. But when it comes as a revelation to us, it seems like it's new, but it's always been true about him. Does that make sense? Jesus, his teaching couldn't be added to the old wineskins. And we've come, haven't we, from a time where we've seen the effects of when people are trying to put new wine into old wineskins. The charismatic movement has been guilty in the past of having a fresh move of God, experiencing the power and the move of the Holy Spirit, and yet they were caught in the old wineskins of legalism. How many of you remember the days when you were in church and you were told, well, if you're a Christian, you don't do this, you don't do that, your skirt's too short, you wear a hat, the men wear ties, the men wear suits, all those sorts of things, legalism, but trying to add to the grace of God. Listen, friends, I don't believe in sloppy grace by any means. I absolutely believe in the grace of God, but I do not believe in sloppy grace. Yes, our sins are forgiven, but Jesus said, go and sin no more. Yes, we come as we are, but there's an expectancy that we change. We don't stay as we are. Yes, there is grace, but it's not a sloppy grace that allows us to live our lives just the way we want without any consequence. The grace of God releases us, gives us a freedom to live in obedience and to choose to live our lives toward God. That's what grace does for us. It sets us free to live for God and toward God. It sets us free to make better choices, to make in more choices that are toward God than against God. I wonder, as we look at our own lives today, where in our lives do we try to add Jesus to what we already believe, and yet we're struggling? We thought this to be true, and then Jesus comes along. You see, we live in a culture that are a cafe culture, if you like, of religion. A culture where we go to a spiritual buffet, as it were, and we look at what's in front of us and we pick what we fancy. Oh, I want a bit of that. You know, we walk along with our spiritual plates and we pick up a bit of that. Don't like that. Go round. I'll have a bit of that. We live in a culture of a spiritual buffet where we pick and choose what we want. But Christ came with a different mindset. Christ came with a different standard. Christ came with something that was different to what the world has to offer. And listen, once we taste what God has to offer, we will not go back to what we had before. The scriptures say, taste and see that the Lord is good. And when we taste authentic grace, when we taste the authentic character of God, we will not want anything else. Our spiritual taste palates, as it were, will be totally transformed, that anything else will taste disgusting. I suppose it's like those of you who are maybe coffee connoisseurs, or let's stick with the analogy, wine connoisseurs, or whatever, where you have a particular liking to or skill or whatever towards a thing, and you know what's good and you know what's bad, and once you've tasted or seen what the good is, the bad or the lower standard just won't do. You want the absolute best. And listen, our relationship with Jesus is just like that. Once you have tasted the authentic character and nature of our God, you won't want to settle for anything less. You won't want to settle for anything less. The question for us then is, as we consider putting new wine into old wineskins and perhaps trying to patch up old garments, is how often have we tried to put Jesus or tack Jesus onto our lives? Let the Spirit examine your lives right now. As you give the Spirit access to your life, what does He reveal? What does He show in terms of, you know, the things in your life that you know are contrary to the Word of God, contrary to living the Christian life, and yet you enjoy doing them? And so you look for ways that you can carry on doing exactly what you want to do, but I'll just tack on a little bit of Jesus at the side. That could be in your attitudes, in your relationships, the things that you say, the way that you behave toward individuals, marriage relationships. How do you think about your partner? How do you think about your children? How do you relate to other people? What do you believe to be true about someone else? Maybe you've got a bad attitude toward an individual or a situation or a relationship, but you're not moving because you're in the right and you know it to be true. But God says, actually, I want you to think differently. I want you to behave differently. I want you to allow the new wine to pour in and to perhaps change you, transform you, release you. How often, friends, do we go through our lives satisfied with what we are doing and we just try and tack Jesus onto the side and we think that that's enough? Jesus doesn't want to be an appendage on our side, the side of our spiritual life. Jesus wants to be the center of our lives. He wants to transform us. He doesn't want to change us in a small area, but actually He wants to transform us so that we look like Him, so that we behave like Him. How many are trying to maintain old ways while still trying to include Jesus? It doesn't work, Jesus said. It's all or nothing. It's not one or the other. It's all or nothing. How often, I wonder, do we sing Amazing Grace and yet still live as though it's up to us? It's nothing to do with us, the grace of God. It's all about Him, what He's done. We add nothing to it. All we do is receive by faith what God, through Christ Jesus, has accomplished for us. Listen, Jesus didn't come to just patch up our tattered, messy lives. He didn't come to do a patch-up job. Jesus came to give us a new life, a completely fresh new life. He's not just patching us up. He wants to give us a new life. But how many of us are satisfied with just patchwork, spiritual patchwork in our lives? God wants to do something new, something fresh. Listen to what it says in Ezekiel. I will give them one heart, and I will give them one heart, a new spirit. I will put within them, I will remove the heart of stone from their flesh and give them a heart of flesh. God wants to remove, change our hearts from stone from that fixed thing where we there's no movement in the sense of there's no room for spiritual growth. God wants to enlarge our spiritual hearts. And the only way that can happen is that, as you know, to use an Ezekiel's picture, is he needs to change it from stone into flesh so that we have the capacity to grow with what God wants to do in us and pour into us. You can't just add the gospel of grace to our lives like the way you put on a jacket. This morning when I came out, I thought, which jacket shall I wear? You know, and you put the jacket on, you think, yeah, that's okay. Some of you might think, no, it isn't. But anyway, I thought it was okay. But you do that, you get up in the morning, you think, oh yeah, I'll put this jacket on. You can't put the grace of God on in that way. It's not like something that you think, oh no, that doesn't suit me, I'll take it off. God has come through Christ Jesus to give us a new garment. He wants to take off the old patched up garments. And for those of you listening, my jacket isn't full of patches, but for those, God wants to come and he wants to take off the spiritually patched garments that some of us are wearing, and he wants to give us a new garment, a fresh garment, and that garment is called the righteousness of Christ. Listen, trying to add grace to legalism and self-worship and whatever else we choose to bow down to doesn't work. It's Jesus, all Jesus, or nothing. You can't live the old and try and marry it with the new. God wants to give us something completely new. Friends, we need to realize, we need to allow, be open to the Spirit to reveal to us those areas of our lives where we're just trying to just get by just adding Jesus when it's convenient for us. Is it any wonder that sometimes you're confused? Is it sometimes that is it any wonder that sometimes you're indifferent to a move of the Spirit when, you know, other people are lost in wonder and you're there thinking, well, where are you, God? Where are you, Holy Spirit? I don't see you. I don't sense you. Maybe it's because you're trying to marry the old to the new. You see, when Jesus comes into our life, when the Holy Spirit affects us and begins to impact us, he changes things and makes things different. He turns things upside down. He changes things from inside out. Everything, when Jesus comes, gets turned inside out, upside down, because he's involved in transforming lives. And he wants to transform our lives. He wants to pour in the new wine of his Spirit. In finishing then, Jesus has not come just with a patch. He's come with something absolutely brand new. Scriptures tell us, behold, in Revelation, I have made all things new. 2 Corinthians 5:17 reminds us, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, they are what? They are a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. It doesn't say that you put the new over the old. It says the old is completely gone and the new has come. God wants to make us new people. He wants to make us a new church. The question is this morning is, how are you going to put on a new wineskin? How are you going to allow, what are you going to do to allow the new wine, the fresh wine of God, to fill your lives? Team, would you just come back? Worship team, would you come back to the platform, please? We're going to sing a closing song. We sang it last week. It's called New Wine. Talks about, make me a vessel, make me an offering, make me whatever you want me to be. I came here with nothing, all you have given me. Jesus, bring new wine out of me. And that's a prayer, really, that I want us to offer this morning as we sing this song. It's not just a song, but I want you to make it a prayer. God, would you bring new wine out of me? God, would you change it? Would you change the old wineskin for a new one so that I can hold all that you plan and purpose to pour into me? Father, this morning we want to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. We want to have the mind of Christ. And Father, this morning, in this moment, we release any negative, unproductive, ungodly thoughts and mindsets. Father, we change. We ask you, Lord, by your Spirit, to change our thinking. We stand on the truth of your word, which says you make all things new, and that for anyone who is in Christ, they become a new creation. And so we claim that this morning in Jesus' name. We claim the newness of life. We claim our new minds, renewed minds. And we ask you, Lord God, if need be, if necessary, we ask you, Lord God, to change our hearts of stone, make them flesh again, so that you can pour out and into us that which you want to do. Make us, Lord God, new wineskins for your glory.